because every night before we dance, I get so nervous to the point where I can legit throw up. My heart starts beating fast and Emma has to go.
I have to calm him down and I can really feel it.
Did your kids already text you or any of your family just saying how emotional that was? And also Emma is, are you getting any baby fever being around all his kids?
I FaceTimed my wife and my daughters afterwards and my son. They were happy with it. They loved it. Lexi thought it was great. She got emotional, of course, because she's an emotional wreck too.
I do get baby fever. It comes and goes in waves because I get very much into what I'm doing and my career. I definitely get baby fever, especially around your kids. They're so beautiful.
Listen, you can take one of them if you want.
Sure.
I got three.
Sure.
You take, matter of fact, take two. Leave me with one. Take the 7-year-old. He's crazy. I just think about my family, you know, for me, the overall basis that what I took out of Quiet Place 1 and 2 was a parent sacrificing for their family, you know, so I started thinking about my wife and my kids and, I'm a softie. All the emotions come out. I've cried on the show so much, so why not keep it going, right? It was just night, because every night before we dance, I get so nervous to the point where I could legit throw up. My heart starts beating fast, and Emma has to go.
I have to calm him down, and I can really feel it.
Yeah, so tonight, it was just like, she was like, you know, just take that, just tap into the emotion. So I just started thinking about my family, and I don't know what it is, like, when the lights kick on, and it's for real. It's like, because during dress rehearsal, I kind of felt it, and I held it back a little bit, but I kind of felt like that stopped me from really getting into the dance. So tonight, you know, I just was like, whatever happens, happens.
So. It's a little bit when you're dancing out here and you know that it's live and there's a lot of tension and a lot of pressure. It is a little bit like time stands still and your heart races and you can really feel every second of time like in slow-mo. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Yeah, I'm dancing for like 5 minutes.
And you're dancing for 5 minutes and you're holding your breath. You're not breathing until the very end. So you're in kind of like this time warp situation and you don't really know how much you're feeling until the end. When it's slow and he's walking away and he's sign languaging, we're both sobbing. And I'm like, whoa, how is this happening?
Great detail there. You really delivered and captured. That was exactly a great graphic.
Thanks.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I wanted to paint a picture.
I love it. You painted it like Picasso himself. Best damn painting I've ever seen.
Thanks. I agree with you. I think the level of competition in this season is the strongest we've ever had. Not like one of the strongest seasons. I think this is the strongest season. And I think it's hard to see who could be standing there in the finale. At this point, a lot of people have opinions, but we're trying not to think about that. And we're trying to keep the focus on just, you know, we're staying in our lane, just putting out our own, what we're proud of, our own stuff, and then just hoping that it works because, you know, there's only one Jimmy Allen, there's only one Melora, there's only one Iman, there's only one Olivia, there's only one Suni, there's only one Amanda, there's only one of each of them. And I think focusing on what we bring to the table is really important because sometimes you can really get into your head. So yeah, so maybe when it gets closer to the semifinals, there'll be a clearer picture, but I don't even think that.
Yeah.
Unknown, isn't it?
I'll definitely be able to guess who's in the finals when we get to the finals, for sure.
Yes!
Yeah, that's what I'll do.